Hi, hello everyone. Welcome to today's episode of the Zero Limit Life podcast. My name is Olusei Egbafe, your host, and as always, I'm excited to have you with me. If you have not subscribed to this podcast, please go and subscribe. We love you to subscribe, and please do drop those reviews that we love reading. And remember to share. Please share with your friends and your family. You know, the goal here is to impact lives and help people become the best and live a fulfilled and happy life. And I know you want to support that, so please do share this with your friends and your family. And if you want to learn more about any of the topics, if you want to have an in-depth knowledge, you can participate in our coaching session or our training session. If you want to invite me as a guest speaker, please just send me an email at thezerolimitlife@gmail.com. thezerolimitlife@gmail.com, and I will respond to you. All right, thank you for subscribing. So today, very quickly, we're going to be talking about self-love. Self-love. And I remember growing up and listening to, you know, I remember the first time I heard the song Learning to Love Yourself, The Greatest Love of All by George Benson. And I think I heard it in Coming to America movie. Growing up, I would think about that song and I felt, that's not right. Loving yourself, how can that be such a great love? That's selfish. So I didn't really believe in that until much, much later when I grew up, and I did realize that it is actually great to and very important to love yourself, and that's why we're talking about it today. The reason I didn't think it was great to love yourself because I felt learning to love yourself or loving yourself is actually selfish, but it is not. And I'll explain that in a minute. First, I want to define what is self-love. Self-love is loving yourself. I know you know that. But self-love is having a high regard for yourself. It's having a regard for your own feelings, for your own emotion. It's caring about yourself. It's valuing and appreciating who you are. It is an unconditional support for yourself, making decisions and choices that are in your best interest. And that is my personal definition of self-love. Self-love is making decisions that are in your best interest. And that may sound like selfishness, but it is not. Selfishness is making decisions that are in your best interest, you know, at the expense of other people or not caring about other people. But self-love is valuing yourself and making decisions that are in your best interest, doing your best not to make it negatively impact on others. A lot of people, including myself at one time, used to believe that self-love is self-indulgence. Self-love is not self-indulgence. I've heard people say, oh, I love myself so much, you know, because I love myself, I allow myself to sleep for 12, 11 hours every day. I love myself so much. I do whatever my mind wants to. I love myself so much. I eat ice cream every day. There's a thin line there. Most people say that don't really love themselves. If you love yourself so much that you eat ice cream every day, you probably love ice cream and not yourself. You probably love sleeping and not yourself. And a lot of people mix up the two. And they say, oh, I love myself, I do this, but really, check it. I think it's the activity that you love. So you love ice cream and so you lick it every day. That doesn't mean you love yourself. Loving yourself, like I said, is making decisions and choices that are in your best interest. Now, a lot of people say, I don't even love myself. And when you talk to these people, most of the time, the reason they don't love themselves is because they don't love something about their body. Well, the first thing you must understand is that you are not your body. Okay? You are not your body. So you don't love your bald head, or you don't love your freckles, or you don't love, you know, a part of your body. You don't love your shape, you don't love your size, you don't love your height. And I understand that, and that is something we may deal with in a totally different podcast. But you are not just your body. You are not just your face. You are the totality of your person, and that includes your body, your mind, and your soul. You can't say you hate your soul. I mean, it includes your mind, your spirit. It includes your past, your present, your future, your talents, your gifts, your potentials. That is what makes the totality of you. So when we say love yourself, we're talking about love the whole package, including your body. You have to learn to love your body, even the way it is, while you learn to transition or move yourself to how you would rather be. So you are a package and you have to learn to love that. Loving yourself is acting or doing things that are in your best interest. So how do you love yourself? Number one, You love yourself by doing things that are in your best interest. And that is not always nice or indulgent or interesting. Sometimes you have to make tough decisions for yourself or about yourself because you love yourself. So because you love yourself, you're not going to sleep when you have an exam. You're not going to spend your life sleeping 12 hours every day. You're going to get up even though you don't feel like it. You're going to discipline yourself to get off the bed and do what needs to be done. You're going to get off the couch, stop watching the TV, and go and pursue your dreams. That is the evidence that you love yourself. It's good to indulge yourself. Please don't ever stop doing that. It's good to indulge yourself and occasionally indulge yourself, but you can't live a life of self-indulgence. That is lack of discipline. So self-love is doing things that are in your best interest. When you want to make a decision, you need to ask yourself, is this in my best interest? If it is not, then self-love is taking the decision that is in your best interest. Secondly, self-love is talking to and about yourself with respect. Now let's talk about talking to yourself. This has to do with the quality of the conversation that goes on in your mind. It has to do with the names that you call yourself, the tags that you give yourself. And self-love is looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing a beautiful person, either a beautiful face or a beautiful mind or a beautiful soul or a beautiful spirit. It is seeing your potentials and it is talking to yourself in that way, okay? Talking to yourself that way. So talking to yourself, you must have good conversations with yourself. You must pay yourself compliments. And I talked about this in my podcast titled Talk Nicely to Yourself. You can check that out. The other part of it is also talking about yourself with respect. So when you talk to other people about yourself, don't put yourself down. Don't say, oh, just small me, tiny me, little me, or I don't know anything. That is not self-love. Self-love is giving value to yourself and talking about yourself with regard. Now, people sometimes confuse this with humility. They think that when they talk down on themselves, when they say, oh, I'm just nothing, I'm just a nobody, they are being humble. No, that is not humility. Humility is talking about yourself the way you are. You know, it's acknowledging your strength and your weaknesses or your challenges. If you are not the best, it is saying, look, I'm not the best right now, but I'm very good at what I do, but I may not be the best. It's being real. It's being truthful. You know, the Bible says, let no man think more highly of himself than he ought to. That means that you should think highly of yourself, but not more than you ought to, okay? Not more than you ought to. So when you talk about yourself to people, self-love is talking about yourself with respect. It's not putting yourself down. That's not humility. Okay, that's just displaying low self-esteem. Don't talk down on yourself, okay? Talk yourself up. Talk about yourself in a glowing and in a wonderful manner. And that is self-love. Number three, self-love is telling yourself the truth. Telling yourself the truth. You can't lie to yourself. I mean, the highest level of deception is self-deception. How can you deceive yourself? Self-love is sitting down with yourself and telling yourself the truth about your life and telling yourself, hey, you need to sit up here and here. You need to fix this here and here. You know, in these places, you are not doing your best. In this place, you are not pulling your weight. This is where you need to work on yourself. It is having those conversations with yourself. And sometimes about things that have to do with you, and sometimes about things that have to do with others. Maybe you're working, you know, you're doing a business and it's not working. Self-love is sitting down and saying, you know what, I've been doing this business for a few years, this is not working. Okay, or you are in a relationship, oh my God, this is one place that a lot of people need to develop self-love. You've been in a relationship with someone for years, the guy is not proposing, is not treating you well, is not talking about you well, is not showing signs of seriousness. Self-love is sitting down and having a conversation with yourself to say, you know, I don't think this is going anywhere. This is time for me to get off. Or I need to have a conversation with this person, okay? So self-love is telling yourself the hard truth about your life so that you can make a change. You love yourself and you want yourself to live the best life. You want yourself to have the best experiences. You want yourself to succeed. And because you do that, you cannot afford to lie to yourself. So self-love is sitting down and facing the truth about yourself. And if it involves making some hard decisions, self-love is doing that. Number four, self-love is pushing yourself to be the best. Self-love is loving yourself enough to want you to live your best life, to want you to explore all your potentials and achieve the much that you can, achieve all that you can in this life. Self-love is pushing you, and that will involve some difficult, tough, uncomfortable choices that you will have to make. It will involve self-discipline, because as a matter of fact, I think self-love is self-discipline. I want to go into that now. Self-love is self-discipline. When we hear the word discipline, we think of it as punishment or as, you know, chastising somebody. I'm not talking in that context. I'm talking about self-love as being able to guide yourself and control yourself because you love yourself. So self-love is pushing yourself to be the best because you love you enough to want you to be the best that you can be. And that will involve making tough, uncomfortable decisions, but you love yourself to know that the result, the end, is more important. The end is worth it, and therefore pushing yourself to go through the motions. Ultimately, self-love is, you know, some form of discipline. Now, self-love is a process. Self-love is a process. Most of us, we think we love ourselves, but as we begin to practice the journey of self-love, we realize that it's a process. It's something you have to do. You have to learn to love yourself, to make those decisions, those tough decisions. Learn to love yourself, to push yourself. Learn to love yourself, to deny yourself. So it's not something that's going to happen overnight. Occasionally you would sleep and you would do this, you will make decisions that are not in your best interest. But ultimately, if you are driven by self-love, then you would find yourself back on the journey of self-love. My task for you today is to ask yourself, am I making decisions? Am I acting? Am I doing things in my best interest? Look at your choices, look at your decisions, look at your relationships, look at your goals, and ask yourself, are these in my best interest? They may sound nice to you, they may sound profitable to you, you know, but are they in your best interest? It's important to love yourself. The Bible says that love your neighbor as you love yourself, and that presupposes that you can't love your neighbor if you really don't love yourself. So it's important to love yourself. Accept yourself. Endorse yourself. Love yourself. Support yourself because you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're worthy of all this love. And that's a wrap for today's episode. I hope you have found it enjoyable. Again, do remember to subscribe and share with friends and loved ones. Till next time, take care of you. God bless you. I love you. Bye. And go and love yourself.